That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science.
This is the second part of a five-part mini-series trying to answer the question, what is science? Last week we opened the discussion by looking at what science means in different contexts. I spoke to Rebecca Nesbitt, David Urry and Penny Fletcher from the Society of Biology in the UK, and we discovered that the word science means something very different when you compare a researcher to a citizen scientist and then again to someone who organises citizen science projects. But this week you'll be hearing what Jem Stansfield thinks science really means. I met Jem Stansfield at the Abu Dhabi Science Festival in November 2013 and thought I'd ask him what he thought it meant. Jem is well known as the presenter of the show on BBC called Bang Goes the Theory, but his true passion lies in inventing, making, innovating and experimenting with new ideas for all sorts of things. You name it and he can probably make it. No pressure there, Jem. Jem has an interesting take on the word science, considering he has an engineering background, but I won't spoil it for you. He says it much better than I can.
What does science mean to me is a... It's an interesting question because I'm slightly opinionated on it, in the sense that I think a lot of people don't think what it means. You know, they say, "Oh, work in science, that'd be great," or "be a scientist." But what does that involve? And really, to me, science is a method, and that's all it is, almost regardless of the subject area. So if you come up with a theory, and then you decide to test that theory by designing and building an experiment. Then you perform the experiment, you evaluate the results, you maybe then go back and do further experiment, but more importantly, you then write up the results in a way where other people can have a look at it and see if they can either replicate it or improve it. And that's science, and I don't think it matters whether you're seeing how many times you can keep up a football or whether you're trying to extract DNA from a kiwi fruit. It's, if you're not applying that method, it's not necessarily science. And so I think a lot of people... There's a sort of science bandwagon, and they maybe like the subject area, but is it really science? You know, it's like if you're just learning an equation and applying it to something, is that science? It's not. It's just like cooking. You're just taking a recipe and using that recipe to make something that you want. And I guess a problem at university in that respect. I didn't like this whole recipe book business of engineering. I did aeronautics. And I felt that you could design an aeroplane without properly understanding an aeroplane and then therefore unintentionally design a bad aeroplane. And so, yeah, I don't see any difference between using complicated equations to get results and combining eggs and flour and sugar to get a cake. It's the same thing.
So thanks very much to Jim. And that's it for this week's episode, but I really, really don't want the discussion to end there. Please give your definition of science in the comments section below or continue the discussion on Twitter with the hashtag #CitizensOfScience. What would be even better is if you'd actually like to contribute to the podcast yourself. I'm trying to get as many different definitions of science as possible into this mini-series, and we've got 3 episodes left. So if you have something that you'd like to say, please get in touch via Twitter by tweeting to @CitizenCyberLab. That's all. Thanks.
The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by PitX.